Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nate Glubish. He is the Minister of Technology and Innovation for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here, Kyle.
All right. Main thing we wanted to talk about today is the province has launched this online survey about accessing online government services, which I understand is part of this Alberta Digital Strategy. Why don't you get kind of start off by giving us a little bit of background on this sort of the strategy here?
Sure. Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to something very simple, Kyle, which is that Albertans deserve the best experience when they are using a government service. And one of the best ways that we can improve the user experience is by bringing in more choice, more convenience, and by doing so with more modern and digital options. So that's what this is all about. This is about this survey is about getting feedback from Albertans as we consider our next steps on how to bring more modern and digital options into our service delivery with the ultimate goal of giving Albertans a better experience.
Certainly, we have talked before in some of your other ministry roles about, you know, having the kind of sort of the digital sort of world we're all in now. And how will the, this kind of strategy help with the kind of getting the services sort of more modernized for Albertans here?
Well, I mean, think about it. One way is, you know, instead of only being able to access a service in person from 9 to 5, what if you could access it from anywhere 24/7? That's just one example of how we can bring about more convenience. But we can also save Albertans a whole lot of time and in some cases some money too. So I think that's a win-win. It allows the government to be more efficient in how we deliver services. It allows Albertans to save time and money and to have more control over how they interact with the government when they are needing to access a government service.
Now, in addition, you got this sort of this public online survey. I know you're also reaching out to some kind of industry leaders and those kinds of things. What is kind of some of the feedback that you're kind of looking to get out of all of this?
Well, I think we want to make sure that Albertans understand what we do and why. And I think I've just kind of highlighted that when Albertans are using a digital service, what's important to them. That's I think going to be a valuable takeaway from the survey.
And with this survey, where can exactly can people find it, and how long will it be kind of open for there?
Sure. Well, they can go to alberta.ca and in the search bar, enter digital strategy engagement, and that should take them to the place they need to be in order to provide their feedback. And this survey was open until January 24th. So we encourage all of your listeners to participate.
Yeah. Anyhow, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal quest to kind of show how these politicians are people, too. Of course, we just started a new year, and there are a lot of people that like to have these big New Year's resolutions. Now, what about you? Are you one of those New Year's resolutions people live? So what is your kind of resolution for this year?
I have to admit, I have not thought through a New Year's resolution. I think for me, I'm just focused on making sure that we can deliver some good outcomes on the modernization of government services and digital delivery, because I know how valuable that will be to Albertans in saving them time and money and giving them more convenience. And I must admit that work has consumed me in the months leading up to the holiday season. And now as we get into budget season, I must admit I'm kind of boring. I haven't thought through a New Year's resolution.
We'll let you get some time to think about that there. Anyhow, the Minister of Technology and Innovation for Alberta, Nate Glubish, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.